that tanuman kare khog, barhaye sura talog. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in last antakhanda, he is saying, 16 chapter, he is telling that he thinks himself to be Radhika, Radhika Bhav. And she is telling to Sarup Damodar in night that Tanuman mor khob badhaye suratalob harsh bi shokadi bhav binashay. Then I take the remnants of Krishna. I became mad. At no that time knowledge or anything in myself. I became upset. Krishna name is the same, but we don't test it because anartha there. Likewise, the Mahaprasad is the same, but we cannot taste. Krishna plays on flutes, gopis can hear. The sound is there, but we cannot catch. Because we are Durbhaga. No? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, and all are hearing, but all are not testing. But yes, Damodar Sarup, Damodar Raya Ramanand, and so many prominents, they are testing. But not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Krishna is there and so many persons are seeing, but yet the persons and the ladies who has much prem with Krishna, they will test more. So Mahaprasad is there, we take, but no response there.
Only a full stomach.
But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if our anartha will go, we can also have this. When I take this Mahaprasad, Srimati Radhika is telling to Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all others in group, meeting there, in that when Tulsi or Rati Manjari brings that remnants, and when they are testing, at this same time they are telling each other. And Srimati Radhika is telling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling as a pratinidhi of them. Pratinidhi?
Representative.
That when I take this, at once I become mad. And Barhaya Surat alob. Surat. Surat means meeting with Krishna. The unpressed desire of meeting Krishna in lonely place, that is called Ratisukh, to play with Krishna. So it makes me like mad to meet Krishna. Harsh shok adi bhav vinashay. And when I take it, my all
misery and happiness.
Happiness and also separation, kashta, dukkh. Dukkh means?
Unhappy.
Unhappiness. Happiness and unhappiness. Happiness means meeting Krishna, that becomes so happy. And in separation, so much sorrow. Both I lips. I become out of that, both. Why? As if when I am taking the remnant, it seems that Christ comes and gives his Adharamrita. He is giving.
Adharamrita.
At that time, I feel meeting with Krishna. So, meeting that kind of harsha, and sok means in separation, what is feeling kashtadayak, both I live. Understand? What?
In getting the remnants, the experience is, she feels it surpasses all experiences of both separation as well as meeting.
No. She forgets both.
She's meeting Krishna in this.
As if Krishna is meeting and giving his lips to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Here, before the past time, in before past times, meeting and separation, ananda and dukkha, both goes away. Because he feels that Krishna is here and he is giving me his adharamrita himself. So he forgets everything. Even where I am, who I am, everything I forget. Pasaraya anya ras, and all kinds of ras I forget. No, nothing. Mane, what is at that time anubhav hota hai?
Feels.
What I have felt in dancing with Krishna. Krishna giving his hand on my shoulder. And all kinds of happiness that I have realized at that time when Krishna is giving his adharamrit, I forget everything that is given. And that time, lajja, dharma, dharja, everything goes away.
Shyness, religion, everything.
Everything. No lajja.
Shyness,
no. Why? How? Whether there are so many persons or anything or not, or anyone is seeing or not, no shyness there. Dharja. Gopis have so much dharja. But when they take the remnants, no dharja at all. They can do anything that anyone can know or not know. Their dishti is not there. Vision is not there. And dharma. They also give dharma. Srimati Radhika is telling that as if Krishna has come and she is talking with Krishna and telling that O Nagar, Nagar you know, Nagar, I see the effect of this Adharamrita is quite opposite. Opposite. That we take this remnant for our happiness or anything. But it does the effect quite opposite. We are ladies. What to tell ladies? That Adharamrit makes male also to come and test his Adharamrit. Because Krishna is Gop and we are Gopi. No? He is lover and we are beloved. And there are so many relations with her, Krishna. So we are empowered, we are qualified to take this Adharamrit only in Braja. But yet, Krishna Adharamrit has opposite swabhav,
nature.
That a bamboo flute, the bamboo, and no rasagya, arasik, no ras there. Yet she calls, that other Amrit calls that. And that is lifeless. And Benu is pullinga, male. Yet going on drinking and drinking and drinking. Gopis are seeing. They are telling, especially Srimati Radhika, that your these remnants and these other amrits are so much bajigar. Bajigar, you know?
Magician.
Like magic. They do anything opposite. Benu is dry, rush, no rush and nothing. Yet, being a male, sits on here and drinking and showing us that you are qualified to take and you are adhikari. Adhikari means?
Qualified.
Eligible.
Eligible.
For this. But I am sitting on the lips of Krishna in your presence. It is your right. But in front of you, being so bold, I'm sitting here and drinking before you. What can you do? In that mood, Benny is drinking. Your sampatti, your
qualities.
Wealth. And we are forcibly taking it. If you have power, wealth, you can check me. Otherwise, I will take. Benu is also, Krishna is also Dhrishta. Dhrishta means
naughty
cheater and so many things. And tax anyone's anything forcibly. The Dan Ghati. He takes forcibly all these things. So, by drinking the Adharamrit of Krishna, you have become silly as like Krishna. Every quality has come into you. So, that Benny is telling that if you have force, if you have bull, then you can come here, but you will have to come with no lajja, no dharya, no lajja, bhaya, dharma. Lajja means shyness, bhaya means
fear,
and dharma, lok dharma, pati dharma. By living all these things, you will have to come. And if by you cannot come by doing so, I will be here and will, in your vision, I will drink everything. Lila Sukh, Billa Mangal Thakur, has written in his Krishna Karanamrita, Prema Danchame, Kama Danchame, Vedananchame, Vaibhavanchame, Jeevananchame, Jeevitanchame, Daivachanchame, Na Deva, Na Me Deva Na Param. This prem of remnant are by bodily to Krishna. This prem is out of this material world. It is chinmay. And it can be found only in a Prakrit Golok Vrindavan. No? If Krishna is so pleased, or this Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari, Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha, if they are merciful enough to give it, we can have, or anyone can have. Otherwise, they cannot have. So, Prema Danchame, Billamangal is telling to Krishna that you are Prema Danchame. You have given me. Kama Danchame, you can give me not only Prem, but Kam which lives in Gopi's heart. That Kam also you can give me. How you can give me? Vedanam chame by Shiksha Guru. Vedanam by Spurti, manifesting. If you can manifest your Nitya Siddha Parikar can manifest, then it will be manifested. Otherwise not. Not by practicing bhakti yoga or anything. By practicing, it will not come. And if Krishna will give, or his associates will give, then it will be vaibhavam chame. Then we can treat it as my whole wealth, that prem. Jivanam chame. Also, you are my jivan. Or jivitam chame, devatam chame, devata mana adhidev, like Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan. Devana param, except you, no one is so much like you. So here, he is telling that nana vidha, they are taking the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis, when Tulsi brings from there. And they are remembering the pastimes of Kumkum, regarding Kumkum, how they use Kumkum for the Krishna, serving Krishna feeds, and how Krishna serves them, and how Krishna takes the Mahaprasadam in Nanda Bhavan by Yashoda. And sometimes Srimati Radhika is there. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came in Golok back Vrindavan. And all are sitting. Krishna Baldev, Sridhama, Madhubangal, everyone were there. Krishna took the hand of that Gop Kumar, that is Sarup, and he makes see Krishna very near. And when they were taking, Yashoda Ma gave Amrit Keli, prepared by Radhika, in the dish of Krishna. And Krishna took something, and like that it is not tasteful, and it is something bit. And gave it to in the dish of Sarup Damodar. Radhika was seeing from distance. Why he has given so? She knew to some extent but not whole. It was written that this Sarup was brother of Srimati Radhika. And he was so much dear to Krishna. So Krishna wanted to make him give him that test, how beautiful test and good test is of this. And also remnant of Krishna plus, and prepared by Radhika. So it becomes so sweet. And when Sarup took it, he became senseless. How sweet is this? So at first, when Krishna did like this, all Sakhis are seeing, Radhika is seeing, and all are thinking that it is perhaps with no taste. But it was so tasteful. So remembering all past times, Srimati Radhika is taking, and her mind is not there, but his mind is with Krishna. So this is the purport of this shloka. Yes. So she is praying Srimati Radhika that will you be so enough merciful to me that you will engage me in all that kinds of services and will tell me to go there, and from there I will take remnants and give you and serve you in all. So please, that's today.
Swarup was the brother of Srimati Radhika.
So many brothers, not only Siddham. If you want, you can write. You are blessed to be. ठीक है.
It is an easy question. What? You remember last time when I was leaving, I asked you about the identities of some of the members of the of our parampara in their swarup. So I read one book and it gave some names, but I am not certain about the authenticity of what is said. So if I tell you the names, you can just say what is your opinion about it. It mentioned Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Nayana Manjari, and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Guna Manjari, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Kamala Manjari, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as Rasik Manjari, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as Vinod Manjari.
I have not heard about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I have seen the books, but any were not written. But anyhow, who has written?
It was one of our God brothers, and I did not ask him where he got this information from.
And I have not also searched.
I thought that perhaps when I mentioned it, it might make you remember something you had read. And it mentioned then Narottam Das Thakur, you have said it's Vilas Manjari.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told us.
And then it mentions Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as Kasturi Manjari. Okay. Then you said Jiva Goswami was also Vilas Manjari. And Sanatan Goswami Labanga Manjari. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ananga Manjari.
Gopal Bhatta. Also somewhere Gun Manjari.
So what is it that, what is your opinion? Which way do we take it?
I have seen so much places, Gun Manjari.
Guna Manjari, not Ananga Manjari. Dr. Naveen. Very strict doctor.
Followers of Gopal Bhatta say is Guna Manjari.
Guna Manjari.